It's 18 after 8. You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB, and I've got some good news on this International Women's Day. The Mother of the Year Awards are back. You'd remember that I revealed the charity Barnardo's sadly scrapped their Mother of the Year Awards after 25 years when they said that we believe the celebration of mothers in the absence of others does not truly represent all the families we celebrate in this contemporary world. So because some families don't have a mum, they took the view that we shouldn't be recognising mothers. Understandably, there was a backlash, but now another organisation's come forward and said, well, if Barnardo's doesn't want to host the Mother of the Year, we will. Greg Bondar is from Family Voice, and he's in the studio right now, familyvoice.org.au. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Delighted to be here.
The Mother of the Year Awards are back.
Absolutely, Ben. We're looking forward to continuing the tradition that has been part and parcel of the Australian society, and we want to make sure that mothers are continued to be recognised for the work that they do with families and in the community, Ben.
This has been such a great initiative for 25 years, and I want to say again, as I did say when we revealed that news some time ago, that Barnardo's do a wonderful job. They're a great charity. They've helped so many people over the years, but it was just a shame that they took the view that they couldn't recognise mothers in the absence of others, as they put it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Barnardo's do a great job, and we follow them with interest, and we really feel for their position. But I have to tell you that we needed to fill that void, Ben. We needed to make sure that mothers were recognised in the role that they play in the development of the child, the family, and the work that they do in the community, Ben.
So you're setting up a number of categories, and people can put in their application forms from March 15. What are the categories?
Yeah, Ben, very importantly, we've got three categories. We're going to have the Young Mother of the Year, anyone under age 25. We'll have the Mother of the Year, which is an open age. And, of course, we'll have the Grandmother of the Year, which is really something new.
The Grandmother of the Year is a great idea because, well, grandmothers have an important part in our lives already, but there are many grandmothers who take on extra responsibilities these days with working mums and dads. You've got a lot of grandparents who step in and do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Absolutely. Look, I have to tell you, we became grandparents for the first time last year under COVID.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ben. And the problem was we couldn't see our granddaughter, Daisy, for about 3 or 4 months. And now my wife, who's the grandmother, just all over. And the work that she does, along with the work of other grandmothers in Australia, is just fantastic, Ben.
Are you addicted to the role of grandfather?
Ben, I thought I would never boast about my granddaughter, but I'm boasting every day.
I know all about that. So, okay, so you've got the Young Mother of the Year, which is for young mums up to 25 years of age, Mother of the Year, which is an open category, and Grandmother of the Year. And look, there are other awards out there for Father of the Year. I don't know whether there's a Grandfather of the Year, but this is a special recognition of a very special role in every family, and that is mums.
Absolutely. But look, I have to point out to you that the mothers play such an integral part in the development of the child and the family that we cannot ignore this. And I know fathers play a role as well, but mothers in particular are an integral part of the family and the child's development, Ben.
Well, I'm happy to get involved in this. As you know, I was the host of the Mother of the Year Awards for many years for Barnardo's, and I still continue to support Barnardo's. But if you want any help from me in promoting these awards or announcing these awards or anything like that, I'm here to help you with that because I just think it's a great day. And one of the great disappointments for me was the fact that when I've hosted these awards in the past, it's not like it's the rich set from the eastern suburbs who are the mothers who get the gongs. Yep. You're dealing with people who've come from really tough backgrounds. You've got a lot of immigrant stories, people who've been foster carers to multiple children. You know, you've got people who've been really down on their luck who usually don't receive this type of attention, and they did get that attention through the Mother of the Year Awards.
Absolutely, and we're talking about mothers that have undergone adoption, but in particular, Ben, we'd love to invite you to make the presentations just before Mother's Day.
I'd love to. So what, the announcement will be made just prior to Mother's
Day? The week of Mother's Day, Ben.
Okay, now if there are any corporates out there who'd like to get behind it, because there might be occasions where you might want to put people up in hotels or you might want to give gifts to those winners. You'd like any support from corporate Australia?
Absolutely, please, Ben, if we could, because it's critical that we get corporates on board in recognition of the role that mothers play in the family and at work.
All right. Well, if you can help, get in contact with us. Send me an email, ben@2gb.com, and you can learn more by going to familyvoice.org.au. Applications open on March 15. Good on you for stepping in, and I'm sure that a lot of mothers around Australia will be saying thank you.
Thank you to 2GB and to you, Ben.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Bondar from Family Voice. You can apply after March 15. through familyvoice.org.au.